I had a big change of venue after 5 years in Cairo, covering mostly Middle East and North Africa stuff. They said, move on up to Istanbul and keep an eye on Iran and Persian Gulf energy. So I'm learning a whole new beat and a whole new city. And I have to say, Istanbul, while it's wonderful in many ways, has really mastered the art of bureaucracy, and they're even worse than the Cairenes somehow.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it took me 2 months to get my stuff off the dock, and my most vivid memory is running around in the rain one day trying to find a typewriter so I could type in Turkish 5 copies on little yellow pieces of paper. You couldn't print and copy. You had to have 5 originals. All my belongings that were coming, and that all had to go to Ankara, where somebody would stamp it, and then they would send it back to Istanbul, and then maybe they'd let my stuff out. It was, but I think they kind of perfected that red tape.
There's actually places with typewriters still existing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I'd never find one, but the Turks, you know, they're used to this. They all got them. Yeah, so I found one pretty quick, actually.
And we talk a little bit about Istanbul and Turkey. What is that country like these days? What do you see in
it? Yeah, it's a pretty amazing country. I'm still working on learning it, but you know, they have their hands in everything. You know, from Europe to the Caucasus to Central Asia to the Middle East. And of course here we're hearing mostly about how they've been turning more towards the Middle East lately. Europe is not interested, as far as they can tell, in having them join the EU. That process has gotten very, very slow. And so in the meantime, they're warming up their ties with Iran, which is raising some eyebrows in Washington, and they're close with Syria. I mean, I found out that 1.3 million Iranians come across the border into Turkey every year without a visa. And they just had the same policy started last year with Syria, so that sets up some interesting triangles of traffic. Yeah, but it's just an amazing country, and they're trying at the same time to have this big internal fight. For years they had top-down, autocratic, pro-Western beliefs enforced by Atatürk, who was the founder of modern Turkey. And now, for the last 8 years, they've had a moderate Islamic government that's trying to loosen things up. And so if you're used to covering secular versus religious issues, this is it's a little bit upside down. It's a government trying to loosen things up so a woman, say, can wear a headscarf in the university, which she's not allowed to do right now. But, yeah, it's just they're having a huge debate about what direction they want to go to, and the rest of the world is watching very closely because, of course, they are in the middle of everything.
I remember that from my visit to Turkey, that was a real struggle between the two halves, the more conservative Islamic side and the more Western freewheeling European side. And it, depending on where you are in the country, one is more prevalent than the other, it seems like.
Well, that's just it. There's not a lot of middle ground. It's strong on one side or strong on the other. And, you know, the Kemalists, as they're called, the secular old-fashioned elite, has run things for so long that they're now feeling a bit threatened because there's a new Islamic elite that's grown up from the Anatolian side, the Asian side of Turkey. And they now have a lot more money. They've got a lot more political influence. They're the ones getting government contracts because they're friends with people in the government. And it really has things upset, and everybody's wondering which way it's going to come down.
You mentioned the areas you have to cover. How do you manage covering such a big territory in so many different areas of the Middle East there?
Well, Iran is simple in one sense. They won't let you in. So I haven't been into Iran yet, and, as is the case with most American reporters. But there are some signs that it may be loosening up very slightly. So I'm making a new round of entreaties to see if I can get a visa. And then you have to cover, you know, the exiles coming out, the people who were protesters after Ahmadinejad was reelected. A lot of them have fled, and a lot of them come in through Turkey. And so I get to meet a lot of those folks. And beyond that, there's the Gulf and Dubai and energy issues, which is a whole other world unto itself. And then, of course, I'll get back to my old grounds in Cairo and Jerusalem and Iraq, whatever else, maybe even Afghanistan this time.
And looking back, are you glad to be putting that kind of coverage behind you? Or?
Well, I liked it, but I do like to change. You know, I don't want to just sit and do the same thing. I mean, it's a big world out there, and, you know, I had, you know, 15 or so countries to cover in my old beat, and that was too much, really. But it's nice to learn new cultures, not sure I'm going to learn Turkish, but I'll give it a shot. It's a very tough language. And, yeah, I like the change.